I want to welcome everyone out to our Wednesday, March 15, 2017, regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, we will have an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father, Lord, thank you today for this beautiful day you've given us. Just thank you for this opportunity to serve our county and citizens and employees alike. And Lord, we just ask that you watch over us and help us conduct a good meeting that's good for each and every one. And Lord, we pray for our country, and we pray for our service people that protect us. We just ask you to be with us. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is to consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved.
I abstain.
With one abstention. Item 2D are the budget amendments.
Approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are the accounts payable.
Motion approved.
Accounts payable.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, agreement between the Texas Department of Agriculture and the County of Upshur County, contract number 7216257 for the Disaster Relief Fund, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to approve Blue Day in Upshur County on April the 4th, 2017. Honoring all crime victims as well as balloon release on the courthouse lawn, the display of pinwheels and posters in April for Child Abuse Awareness Month. And our DA asked for this agenda item.
Thank you, Judge.
We sort of ran it all together.
Yes, sir. It's a lot. April is Crime Victim Awareness Month, and this year our theme is Justice, Resilience, and Strength. So what we're seeking permission from the court is to, for the entire month of April, because it is a month-long recognition and awareness, that we be able to place on the courthouse lawn these pinwheels which are used as a symbol to recognize victim awareness. This is not any particular type of crime. All crimes are included. And then we would also post in our display here in the courthouse, the court has allowed us to do this poster. On April 4th, that specific day, what we're seeking is, if the court does recognize this, we would ask all the employees voluntarily to wear blue that day as a symbol to recognize victim awareness. And our office would take the initiative to notify all the offices that the court's taking action for April 4th. So the court knows on April 4th, that day, starting in the morning, we've contacted the city of Gilmer, and they're allowing at no cost to the county use of the Civic Center. And what we've done is gone out and saw all the schools in Upshur County and all their art teachers, and they're going to be displaying artwork that particular day on April 4th at the Civic Center. And so at 3 p.m. that afternoon, we would seek to have a balloon release out on the courthouse lawn. There would be some speakers that we would arrange and line up that afternoon, and that would be on the courthouse lawn out front if the court would allow that.
And that day is a Tuesday, I believe.
Yes, it's a Tuesday, on 3 o'clock that day.
You and I spoke about if it rained or something, maybe having y'all come inside and using the foyer. Is that something that you would still possibly need?
Yeah, in the contingency, yes. Okay. If it was to rain, since we will have people lined up to be here, if we could use the foyer. You never know how many people to expect for something like that, but we have a pretty large foyer area in the courthouse. So, yes.
Okay. My motion.
Can I hold up the side so I can, or the pin flip so I can get a picture of it? Would that be all right?
That'd be fine. Yeah,
well, okay. I was just thinking the same thing. I think
Well, I'll probably be a guy
to see. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
We think you should help.
Okay, my motion is to accept the proposal from the DA's office for Blue Day, having the county employees participate, and also for allowing the use of the courthouse as the balloon release, and also the foyer as an alternate site in case of bad weather.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to approve those items listed in agenda item 3. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's all approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item
4 is discuss and take action concerning requests by Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt on April the 15th at 11 a.m.
I'll move that we allow the Chamber of Commerce to have the annual Easter egg hunt April 15th, 2017.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to allow the Easter egg hunt this year. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to record certification by the county auditor of available grant funds and adopt special budget for same. These are Pritchett Water Supply grants. There's two of those. Sorry, one of those. And then one is Leo's funds for the sheriff and the constables.
This general administration charge, is that Amazing Grants on this thing? Isn't the normal fee on that about 5%? And I was looking at that and I thought, well, that's, you know, over 10%. I just wondered, do you know?
I don't know.
I'm sure the auditor knows what she's doing, but she wasn't there and I didn't know.
I assume that was in office for Pritchett Water.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm sure the auditor knows what she's doing, or she wouldn't recommend it. So I'll make a motion to accept all these certifications of the county auditor of available grant funds and adopt special budget for the same.
Motion by Commissioner Barker.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Spencer to accept the certification from the auditor and adopt a special budget for the same. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
No, I didn't have to sign it, did I? Excuse me.
Item six is discuss and take action to record certification by the county auditor of the receipt of additional revenue received after the beginning of the fiscal year and adopt special budget for the same. This is actually the LEOS money.
Motion to approve and adopt special budget for same.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept the certification from the auditor and adopt special budget for the same. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action to approve the trade-in of the salvage copy machines at the Rock Building along with the Savin copy machine at the library toward the purchase of a machine to be placed in the commissioner's office. And this is the list approved by the auditor of what we're trading in. And what will happen is we will take the machine in the commissioner's office, move it to the library. We'll have a new one in the library, and all these old machines over at the Rock Building will be gone. And this is a 36 copies per minute machine, and with the trade-in, it's going to cost $1,000.
I would like to request that, please.
We need to make this salvage first. Declare those salvage.
No, we can trade them because we're trading for light equipment.
Okay.
We can just trade them straight across.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to trade the machines at the Rock Building and purchase the new Sharp machine from TLC for $1,000 with the trade-ins. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's all approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to reimburse the general fund from the JP3 budget from the technology fund for expenses incurred by attending the annual Net Data Users Conference. What happened here is JP3 used their education money out of their general fund to attend the Net Data User Conference, or we would like to move money from their technology fund back into the general fund, into their education budget, so that they're not going to be short.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to move money from the JP Technology Fund back into the general fund for JP3 education budget. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.